السادس عن أبي خالد حكيم بن حزام رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا فإن سلقا وبينا بورك لهما في بيعهما وإن كتما وكذبا محكت بركة بيعهما. متفق عليه. This, the last hadith in this chapter of truthfulness, that we should be truthful in all our matters, and the various explanations, the various interpretations and various occasions and how a person should be truthful. Here also we see that what we just regard as truthfulness, that is as far as speech is concerned, which is absolutely important today for anything, we just say make a story, just tell him like that, and we speak lies. And this is a major guna, and we don't think of it as a guna, so we don't think of making tawbah. Whether it is in the family, with the wife, with the children, or with any person, a phone call comes, anything, and we just say this, just say that, and it's a lie. It's a major guna, and we don't think of it. Yeah, another aspect of this guna, this is the last hadith, the sixth hadith in this chapter. Hazrat Abu Khalid Hakim ibn Hizam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when two merchants, two people who are doing a transaction of business, they have choice in all the conditions until they don't separate. That is, in that meeting of theirs, when they're discussing a business transaction, they should conclude that transaction. And the masail, the rulings of business, are a lot of detail. And generally, we don't think anything about the rules. We will find out what the laws of the country are, etc. We will find out the laws of tax, etc. But the Shariat laws, very seldom. A very pious person, five times namazi, very pious person won't even think of finding out the laws of business. And this is also a very important section, division of our deen. Our business dealings, our money must be pure and clean. And if the business rules we don't apply, then that money, that business of ours is not correct. Then we cannot expect goodness from there. If there is no barakat in it, otherwise even worse, if we do things which are haram in our business transaction, though we're not aware of it. We thinking we're doing everything correctly, but it is not correct according to Shariat, then that is a haram transaction, and that income will also be haram. So this is, there are rules and kitabs of fiqh deal with it very greatly. Very fortunate will be those amongst us who are in business, and in fact we all do business, even if we go and buy a liter of milk or whether we buy a loaf of bread, it is also a business transaction. And all these things, these rules apply in all those matters. So very fortunate it will be if we go to the ulama and we try and find out. And in fact, as we have ta'aleem every day of fadail, much more important is ta'aleem of masail, that our masail must be correct. By fadail we'll get the virtues of amal, but by masail our actions will be corrected. If we will approach ulama, especially the muftis, and ask them to give us once a week also, 5-10 minutes, some rulings about business and how to do our business correctly. So there is great detail in that we should do. However, the aspect that is highlighted here with relevant to this chapter, fain sadaqa, that if they are both of them truthful and honest in their business, they do their business both sides. Today, unfortunately, generally, both sides is trying to do the other one down and trying to make a quick buck here and just cut corners and do things wrong. So if they are truthful, wabayyina, and they explain also if there are any faults in that goods. the details. Today a person covers up very much in his business things. He doesn't explain fully all the implications, etc. If they do that, بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْتِهِمَا, then Allah gives barakat in that business transaction. And when Allah gives barakat, we cannot imagine how much of goodness comes. As we see, the people who do business like this, they will give very few hours for their business. They will make very little effort, but the amount of barakat they get in there is unlimited. Today all our time goes in making business. We are occupied so much, and in spite of all the time and all the effort that we are making, yet everyone is complaining, I'm short of money, I can't meet my payments end of the month, all my overheads, etc. I have to pay salaries, I have to pay rentals, etc. And we can't seem to make it. It is because we're not doing the business correctly. If we do it correctly, whether these transactions are, we are working for somebody. That also we should know what the rules are with regarding to working for somebody. We are employing somebody. We should know the rules of employment also. We are worried that with the labor laws, etc., they will take us to court, etc. But the Sharia laws, we don't seem to worry at all. And we carry on, even good pious people, as though there are no rules of Sharia that govern us. So in any way, if they do that, there will be a lot of barakat. On the other hand, وَإِن كَتَمَا وَكَذَبَا, if they hide things, they don't say the details of the things, and they lie to one another, مُحِكَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا, then the barakat of that business deal of theirs, it is destroyed. There is no barakat in that deal. And sometimes it renders the deal completely null and void, and it is not correct, and that money that is made from there is not even halal. So it is very important that we consider this aspect of our deen. Our deen is not only namazes, and in that also we are so weak. And our deen is not only making dhikr, etc., but the whole aspect of our lives are deen. Every aspect of our life, our business dealings, our running our business, our buying and selling, whatever it is. Many of our human folk are today doing business from home, on the internet. That also we should find out the masalas, how much is that business correct, and whether we are doing it in the correct way or what, or not. So this is an important aspect of deen, which we should also give due importance to, so that barakat comes in all our lives, our namazes can be accepted, our ibadat can be accepted, if our financial dealings are correct. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.